A second COVID-19 mobile testing site has opened in Ulster County, New York, and the county executive is praising Governor Andrew Cuomo's announcement about expanding hospital capacity in Kingston. I spoke with County Executive Pat Ryan about these developments and more. Democratic Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan toured the new testing facility at Ellenville Regional Hospital Monday.
This will add additional much-needed testing capacity for us in the county.
The Ellenville location will be open Monday through Friday, 9 to 2, by appointment only. It joins the county's first drive-through COVID-19 collection site that Nuvans Health opened at Tech City in Kingston. Nuvans Health also opened a site across the river at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill. You need a physician's order before scheduling an appointment.
We knew we needed testing here. I've been pushing hard for this, and we've been really trying to lean forward and get ahead of the surge that we think we're a few weeks behind what's happening in New York City and Westchester, so we have an opportunity and an obligation to get ahead of that. So that's really what we're doing here.
And how's it going at Tech City in Kingston?
Yes, it's going really well. We've had over 600 tests completed there now. We're just starting to see the results start to come back, which is why we have seen our total positive case numbers go up. Ultimately, that's good news, though, because it gives us a better sense, informed by actual data, of what's happening with COVID-19. So I'm very pleased with how things are going at the Tech City site. No issues. Everyone has just been great, from our team to Nuvans to everybody that's coming to the site to be tested.
Now, you did have unfortunate news over the weekend reporting the county's first death.
Yeah. It's just heartbreaking. And my wife and I and our whole team here and just all the 180,000 residents of the county send our love and our prayers and our thoughts to the family of this gentleman. And there's really no words that can kind of capture how heartbreaking this is. And, I think it's a reminder, a very sad but important reminder of the seriousness of what we're dealing with here. And that's why we're pushing so hard to build hospital surge capacity, to get more testing up, to ask everyone to do their part to stay at home and slow the spread for everyone's sake and health.
A 76-year-old Plattekill man died at Vassar Brothers Medical Center on Sunday. Also over the weekend came news about increasing hospital capacity in Kingston.
So for over a week, I've been asking for help from the state to add more hospital capacity here. We project in Ulster County that we needed to quadruple our capacity, so from about 100 beds to 400 beds, from about 20 ICU beds to 80, and 25 ventilators to 100. So we were very pleased and thankful over the weekend when Governor Cuomo and the state announced that they'll be helping to add 235 beds to the Mary's Avenue campus of Health Alliance in Kingston. That will more than triple the capacity there. It'll take a little bit of time to get that up, of course. But again, we're hopeful that if we start work on this now, we can be ahead of the potential wave of patients and not find ourselves in a situation like some of the hospitals in New York City.
And so when does work actually start? Is there a kind of a start date on when state people might, or who's starting the work there?
Yeah, so the teams from the Army Corps of Engineers and state have already been on the site and scouting it. I was there on Saturday with Chief Medical Officer Dr. Doyle. The good news is many of the rooms in the old Benedictine Hospital, they're virtually ready, some number of the rooms. So it'll be relatively quick stand-up to get some of those 235 up, and then there will be multiple phases. But work is starting immediately. We obviously don't have time to waste here, and we're moving as quickly as we can. And the other point that I do want to emphasize on the hospital capacity that's very important, this is to build regional capacity for Ulster County and for the surrounding counties. We know we need this here, and the intent is that these additional beds will serve the people of Ulster County and the surrounding counties. And so I just think it's important that people know that, and that's what we will continue to push for. And I've been assured that that is, in fact, the plan.
And he's looking to add another level of care.
We are scouting sites throughout Ulster County for even more step-down bed capacity. Almost think of a field hospital type of model. We want to be ready if and when needed to add even more capacity. So my team has been scouting sites, and we'll keep everyone updated on the progress there. But we'd look at another up to 200 beds, not for non-critical, non-ICU care, but to add more capacity. So again, we just want to keep leaning forward, plan for the worst, and of course hope for the best. But I just want everyone to know that we are absolutely planning and readying ourselves for that, and I want people to be reassured to the best degree possible.
For more information on testing site hours and Ulster County's COVID-19 hotline, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.